Right now it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. A little earlier this morning I was talking about this. The Yankees and Cleveland were postponed last night because of rain. Anybody who took a look at the radar last night would know that they weren't going to get the game in. But they had fans sit there for 3 hours in cold rain and then called off the game. And as I was talking about earlier, when it comes to calling off a game, up until the first pitch is thrown, the decision is made by the home club. Once the first pitch is thrown, the umpires then have the right to make the decision. So the people that bought the tickets last night will get refunds, and or else they'll get admission to today's game, which is an afternoon game, or they'll get refunds. They should have called it earlier. But today, because of that, you folks who love baseball get a doubleheader. Cleveland and the Yankees meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon in the rubber game of their series. And then coming up tonight at 8 o'clock, it's the beginning of the Philadelphia and San Diego series. So you're going to get back-to-back baseball today. And it looks like Nasty Nestor will be throwing for the Yankees tonight. Let's hope the Yankees decide to show up with some hitting for Nasty Nestor. All right, last night, geez, another boring, I mean, some of these games are just almost unwatchable, but last night, Denver took on the other Los Angeles team, the Chargers, in that SoFi Modern Stadium. And it all came down to overtime and a kick for a field goal in overtime. That went like this.
That's good. Scott puts it down. That's good. The kick is good. And the Chargers win it in overtime.
So the Chargers won it in overtime. They are now, I do believe, 3-3. Or 4-2, pardon me. They're 4-2. And Denver is 2-4. Now, the Denver defense is playing exceptionally well. Not just last night, but all year long. Their offense stinks. It's terrible. And, of course, they just signed their quarterback, who used to play, of course, for who? Seattle, Wilson. 7-year deal. And he has been stinking up the joint. Really tough transition. 7 years and $40 million left. Now, about the field goal kicker, he was injured in the first field goal that he made in the game, and every time he kicked a field goal, he would fall. So it's amazing. It was almost a 40-yard field goal that he made being injured, where he couldn't even stand after he made the kick. So I guess that would be one of the reasons to watch what happened last night. Well, anyway, so now the next NFL game will come up on Thursday. God knows the Saints are playing in that. Once again, two teams that are both 2-4, under 500. Amazing. Amazing. You know, if you look at the NFL standings, In the AFC East, the Bills are 5-1. The Jets are 4-2. The Dolphins and Patriots are at 500, 3-3. If you look at the AFC West, the Chiefs are 4-2. Chargers are 4-2. And the Broncos are 2-4. And the Raiders are 1-4. AFC North, the best that you can do is the Ravens at 3-3. The Bengals at 3-3. The Browns at 2-4, and the Steelers at 2-4. In the South, the Titans are 3-2, and the Colts are 3-2, but the Jaguars 2-4, and the Texans are 1-3. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 teams are under 500, and a total of 9 teams are 500 or worse in the American Football Conference. And if you go to the American Football Conference, Eagles and Giants, 6-0, 5-1. The Cowboys, 4-2. The Commanders are 2-4. So there's one team that's under 500. The Cardinals are under 500. That's 2. The Bears and Lions are under 500. That's 4. And the Saints and Panthers are under 500. That's 5. Then when you add the teams that are playing just at 500, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 teams in the NFC are at 500. It's the talent pool, obviously, is not big enough. Well, anyway, let's go to the NBA last night. There were games last night. Let me just see what we got here. Tonight you've got the 76ers going up against the Celtics. Tomorrow the Knicks go up against the Grizzlies, and the Nets go up against the Pelicans. In the National Hockey League, last night, the Bruins beat the Panthers 5-3. The Rangers over the Ducks 6-4. The Canadiens over the Penguins 3-2. So those are the scores from the National Hockey League last night. And that, my friends, is a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.